So, good morning. It's the 12th of May, and we are here sitting talking about People, Places and Things, which we went to see at the Wyndham's Theatre on the West End yesterday evening. This is King's College School Theatre Society Breakfast.
So let's start with the end of the play. Did we find it surprising, that final scene?
I thought she was going to relapse when the last moment in her bedroom. I was surprised when I saw her up on stage.
And did we feel kind of sympathy for that character by that stage?
Ooh. I think especially given what her mother
had. Yeah, her mum was quite harsh, so definitely
quite
at that
harsh.
Point. Yeah.
that was quite a striking end, wasn't it? Because in a way, I was saying to Dr. Crossley and Mr. Bransfield on the way home, the play is sort of setting itself up for a bit of a kind of happy ending, isn't it?
Mm.
In that second half, when she suddenly sort of accepts the treatment and seems to very quickly go through that change. And we think, oh, well, maybe there's that bit when she says, oh, I just want my mother to say, what is it, I trust
I'm
you,
proud
or
of you.
I'm proud of you. That's it. And so we think that's the scene that's going to happen, don't we, when her parents are in the bedroom, and then it's very different.
Yeah.
So I wonder how that changed our kind of perception.
I think it also... Well, personally, throughout the play, I wasn't feeling as sympathetic towards her, certainly in the first half, because she was being so stubborn and sort of seemed to refuse to try and help herself. Whereas in the final scene, when you do see what she's been going through, that's sort of the moment when I was like, oh, okay, and I can understand why she did all that stuff.
I was really shocked by the mother's harshness, but I think that was psychologically so truthful, because they've been battered and hurt and wounded by her, constantly trying to help her, and all those years went by, and then she bobs up again and says, oh, I'm really sorry. Although she didn't actually say, I'm sorry, did she, when she went home. I noticed particularly she didn't actually use those words. Mm. She started explaining herself.
Yeah.
I think tonally it was really interesting to see that interaction with the mother, because of course at the start of the play, when we heard Sarah, who we then find out is Lucy, talking to her mother, you know, swearing at her down the phone, the audience, we found that funny, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And yet we were so sort of wounded by the mother's sort of unwillingness to forgive so easily at the end of the play. And actually it was only later on, I thought, we heard her speaking at appallingly to her mother, and we laughed. We were sort of complicit in that, because we didn't understand the story at that point.
So that performance, Denise Gough's performance, has won all the awards of the year. So what do you think? Do we agree with that? Do we think that's the performance of the year? And why is that? Why was it so compelling?
I think she drove the play. Really, she changed the pace of the action, and she sort of switched up. She never really went off stage, so she could never change into different emotions. She had to completely drive it the whole way through.
Yeah.
It was very impressive.
Yeah. I was playing Black Drunk, and like that can go so bad.
Yeah.
And she managed to do it in a way that was believable and more kind of nuanced than anything else I've seen. Like other most people just kind of staggered.
That was an interesting starting scene, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure, like, you kind of got to know the kind of the intoxicated version of her.
Yeah.
And she managed to still be able to retain the character in the sober version of her, rather than just make it two different kind of things, which I think is important, because...
It could have been an incredibly sombre play, couldn't it? But actually it was full of vitality and laughter.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot to do with her. She had great delivery of her lines, very, very fast, in that typical Irish way.
And that's key to it in a way, isn't it? Because despite the fact that she spends a lot of the play being very unpleasant to a lot of people, pretty much the whole first half, is she nice to anyone in the first half? Did she have any? We're still kind of rooting for her by the end, in a way, aren't we? So that final scene is still shocking. It's still sort of the mother that you weirdly feel a bit unsympathetic towards at the end, isn't it? Perhaps that's because... you know, we've been with this central character all the way through, and so she's the one that we feel we have the relationship with as an audience.
We've had her version of history all the way through, haven't we?
And what about the setting, the way in which It was set in that sort of part of the cube.
Obviously, I think it reflects how she felt, and it was really well used, especially with the lights and stuff. How when she was in those moments of maximum tension, when it got darker and stuff, I think that really reflected, especially with the sound. I definitely really felt it, whenever she was having the I don't know what you call them, when the fits in the hospital, when there were the 10 girls on stage or whatever. That was awesome, I thought.
We're sort of seeing it from her point of view, aren't we, all the way through? From that opening moment where they had the sort of mobile phone announcement, do you remember that?
And
melted off, the lights flickered.
Yeah.
And we had that music, didn't we, towards the end of the first half, that then ran throughout the interval entire theatre. And then the second half opened, and when it's that sound stopped, you then suddenly felt silence. You were really aware of the silence because it's just been going on for about 40 minutes. Yeah. That sort of noise. Mm. That was quite clever. And all the shadows as well did.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she was at the very last shot.
When she's on the podium. That was cool.
That was
So, would that have been different if it had been a film or a TV drama as opposed to a theatre?
I think one of my, not criticism, the kind of thing that I didn't like so much was at the beginning, when everyone was going around telling their story, it felt a bit too much like a sitcom where everyone was going to go one episode about their past life or something, which it felt a bit kind of formulaic, that kind of aspect of it. But then the way that they didn't kind of divulge into every single story, I think that made it better.
But she found that formulaic as well, didn't she?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The structure.
And I think that's quite telling of the whole thing. She was so, I was quite perhaps cynical about another kind of addiction drama, because there are quite a lot of them. Or and I feel like she herself was kind of being cynical about the whole process as well. And that's what made it more interesting, rather than just kind of, this is a person going through rehab and how hard it is. It was about her questioning it and then questioning her life.
Well, would it have been a different play or very similar play if it had been a male protagonist, do you think? There had been a man being that way? What concessions were made to her gender, if any?
I think it's the fact that she was female sort of helped us sympathise with her at the end, because she did seem just quite helpless in front, faced with her parents. And I think, I know it's gender stereotype that men are generally more fierce and sort of more confrontational, but I feel if it was a son, then they would have been less able to insult him or say those things to him, and then he would have fought back in a more aggressive way, I think.
Again, it sets up the surprise at the end, doesn't it? Because it's so horrible when her dad is really cold with her, isn't it?
Yeah.
And again, it sets us up to think, well, perhaps this is about the mother and daughter reconciliation that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that doesn't happen either, it's even more brutal, isn't it, at the end of the play?
Especially if they set it up as what he's going to say, and he'll just say, oh, right, well, yes.
Yeah.
But he just done it.
Mm.
Of course, the therapy group became her perfect family with the therapist that says all the right things and all the people that give her big hugs and stroke her ego, and then she gets back and she's confronted by the much harsher family.
Which is weird, because the whole point of therapy is that it's supposed to crush your ego and say you're not centre of the universe, there's other stuff.
Well, it fragments you and then it puts you back together, is that the idea? We saw her fragmenting, didn't we?
Christina, what did you find powerful about the writing? Because obviously we talked a little bit about the performance, but what did you feel powerful about the script?
I feel, especially the end monologue when she was addressing us as the audience, as if we were the people listening to her. Was it a job in presentation?
And that sort of tension in the play between acting and addiction, and also in the second half, sort of spirituality. You know, the idea, all these things that are sort of experiences that allow you to transcend yourself and enter another community, another identity. The link between those things became increasingly interesting, didn't it?
Yeah.
The motif of lying was rearing its head at so